Is someone going to tell me what the hell is going on? Dad, Marshall, Freeman, and I stood on one of the runways at JFK, staring at a very fancy private government plane. One I had flown in many times, thinking it was Dad's CEO jet.
Jackson will be joining our squad for the next several weeks, Marshall said.
Freeman stared blankly at him. What? Is this some kind of school assignment? Marshall's smirk was directed at me as if saying he knew no one would take me seriously.
I'll rephrase my answer. Agent Jackson Meyer will be joining the Tempest Division for training. In fact, I'm assigning him to your group, Advanced Defense. Give him the same tough love you give to the other recruits.
Freeman looked at me. This is a joke, right? Dad clapped him on the back.
Nope, he's all yours. Kind of tradition, don't you think? Your father trained me, I trained you, and now you'll train my kid.
Dad and Marshall boarded the plane, leaving me outside with a bewildered Agent Freeman. He finally shook his head and turned to me, speaking low and under his breath. I'm not sure what stunt Marshall is pulling here, but don't worry. I'll make sure you're okay.
Thanks, I said, not knowing how else to respond.
When I stepped onto the plane, I quickly counted heads and came up with 11 unfamiliar faces. All young. Very young. Probably my age or a year or two older. My eyes stopped on Jenny Stewart, waiting for her reaction. How would she differ from the girl who had bailed me out of jail and posed as Dad's secretary in 2007? Her head snapped around, searching two rows back for Dad like she wasn't sure what role she was about to play. Perhaps secretary? Or something totally new? Marshall stood behind me, letting a murmur of gossip fill the cabin before speaking.
Many of you know of Agent Meyer's son, Jackson. He'll be joining your group for the next expedition. You are to treat him as one of your teammates.
Wait,
a broad-shouldered dude from the back row said.
He's the French poetry major, right?
Aren't you supposed to be babysitting little brats or something?
Another guy said. There was a twitter of nervous laughter. I kept my eyes on Jenny Stewart, knowing she'd been fine with helping me learn some stuff in 2007. Her eyes were wide and confused, darting from Marshall to Dad to Freeman, but she said nothing, and I could practically hear the theories racing through her mind. Next to her sat a skinny freckle-faced kid who had to be even younger than me. I slid into the seat in front of them and stuck my hand out to the kid next to Jenny Stewart.
I'm Jackson.
I know who you are. We all do.
He didn't shake my hand. Instead, he turned his eyes to the book in his lap.
Mason. Mason Sterling.
Jenny Stewart rolled her eyes and elbowed Mason in the side.
This should be a blast. Junior playing secret agent. He must have thrown a mighty big tantrum to get his way onto this flight.
Yep,
Mason said under his breath. I sighed and turned around in my seat, slumping low enough so no one could start throwing stuff at my head.
Fine.
If this was how it had to be, I'd prove my way into this group, whatever it took. No more wearing my heart on my sleeve. I needed a hard shell, one that kept me from thinking about Holly and wishing I could talk to Adam or half-jump to visit my twin sister Courtney again. This is my life now. As the plane took off, I stared out the window and promised myself to stay focused, to do whatever I had to do so I could be good at this job. Then I'd learn about the enemies of time, find out what the hell happened to create that future that little Emily had shown me, and why the hell she looked so much like Courtney. And I could do all of it without the risks that came with time travel. This was what had got me into trouble in the first place.
Sorry about that, Dad said, taking the seat beside me. This is a very tight-knit group, and we've taught them to be suspicious of everything.
I glanced at him.
I get it. I need to earn my spot, earn their respect. I've played this game before.
Yeah, winning over 007 Holly, I couldn't help thinking. Dad must have read my mind.
Are you worried about Holly?
He didn't say it, but I guessed. I trust you.
My eyes locked with his for a few seconds so he'd know I'd meant it. It was about the only thing I knew for sure. I turned my eyes back to the window. I just don't trust myself. But I'm trying. She'll be okay. She'll be happy. I closed my eyes and let my mind drift to Holly, only without me. I smiled to myself. Her life will be perfect. Just perfect. I could survive for a long time just knowing that. Mason kicked the back of my seat, jerking me out of my daydream. What happened to your arm, dude? I kept my eyes straight ahead, not turning around to look at either of them behind me, but I spoke loud enough for both Jenny Stewart and Mason to hear. Gunshot wound.
Cool, Mason said. Then he practically yelled, Ow! Damn, Stewart!
Dad laughed under his breath, and I shrugged my good shoulder, hiding my own grin. At least I had made a good first impression with one person. One down. A bunch more to go.